The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, we're heading into another NFL weekend. And the Buffalo Bills are going to Indianapolis to play the Colts. And it was just announced yesterday that Josh Allen, the rookie quarterback out of Wyoming, will not play. He's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. He's dealing with an elbow injury. And I kid you not, this has been a subject. This was like a headline or like a conversation. So the Bills will make a decision and have to decide on who the starter is going to be. Nathan Peterman.
Yay!
Or Derek Anderson.
Boo.
Yeah. That's the Bills' dilemma. And Colin Kaepernick can't find a job. I'm just throwing it out there. Now, listen. If Nathan Peterman starts for Buffalo this weekend, so help me God, Ron Culver, I'm going to blow a gasket over a team I don't even root for. This is such an injustice. It's incredible. Like, I should form a nonprofit to fight against this injustice that Nathan Peterman is an NFL quarterback.
I think it needs to go to a fan vote.
Yeah, I do too.
Because if, you know, we can't get people to vote for a presidential election,
nope.
But I guarantee you get 100% of the Indianapolis Colt fan vote for Nathan.
Oh.
Well, does he have a middle initial?
I don't know what his middle initial is.
I'll find that out because we need to go middle initial with him now.
I don't understand this. I just don't get it. I don't know what's going on there. I can't. I know that the Colin Kaepernick thing is touchy for people. I get it. But come on. Like, for those of you, I'll bring this up a little bit later. But these two guys, when was the last time Derek Anderson started a game? 1995? I mean, what? I don't know. I'm probably not that far off, but when was the last time Derek Anderson started a game? And Nathan Peterman started a game last week, which the Texans were like, here's a win. Take it from us. We don't know what to do with this. And Nathan Peterman's like, no, we don't want this.
His middle name is Michael, but Nathan M. Peterman doesn't. I want to change it to Nathan Q. Peterman.
Nathan Q. Peterman sounds better.
Yes, it does.
Sounds more of his style. SB Nation Radio, 800-777-2907.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, I want to go back to what I said earlier. And I'm not making light or simplifying the Colin Kaepernick controversy because I know it's rooted in a lot more. This is what aggravates me. Okay. I don't like when people try, they go around an explanation when the simple explanation is the truth, right? Just tell me the truth. Don't try to spin it in another way, right? When sports becomes political and political commenters talk about sports, a lot of times they don't know what they're talking about. Just like I don't know a lot about politics, and if I commented on politics, I probably wouldn't know what I was talking about, right? So when I watch, when the Colin Kaepernick collusion story was gaining steam, and you know people were saying that the league, you know, conspired to keep Colin Kaepernick out of the league because nobody wanted to deal with the hassle, and then it became political, so it went beyond the ESPN's Foxes of the world, you know, us and everybody, and it went into Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and all those political pundits. The one thing that the right political pundits got wrong on this is when they kept saying over and over again, well, it's not collusion. The reason Colin Kaepernick can't find a job is because he's not good enough. Case in point, Nathan Peterman of the Buffalo Bills. All right, let's stop with that nonsense. If you want to say he's not getting a job with us because I don't want the headache, that's okay. I'm fine with that. I get it. Right, I got it with Michael Vick. I get it with Colin Kaepernick. But when the spin is he's not good enough, you don't have to be good enough in a league that is Nathan Peterman still have a job. Nathan Peterman does not deserve to be an NFL quarterback. He has shown no ability to play at this level. I don't know what his camp has on the Bills organization. I don't know what he's got for a blackmail, but that's clearly what's going on. All kidding aside, I don't know what they see in him enough to keep giving him opportunities to play in this league. This league doesn't do that. The league does not continually tell one player, "Nope, you're giving it the good old college try. We'll give it a better try next time. Maybe this time you'll actually throw it to one of our receivers." No, you start throwing picks that cost you games, you're gone. He threw a bad pick in the playoff game last year against Jacksonville. He threw a pick that cost him a game against the Texans, in which the Texans played abysmal offensively and didn't really have any reason to win that game. So look, if a team says to me, or people say, look, he's a hassle, he's a headache, I don't want Colin Kaepernick on my team, I don't want the backlash from the fans, that's fine. But those of you political pundits out there that want to jump into the sports world and start lecturing all of us that Colin Kaepernick just isn't talented enough to make plays in the NFL when this league is dying for people who can play in this league, and he can't compete with the Nathan Petermans of the world? He can't compete with a 35-year-old Derek Anderson of the world? Derek Anderson has been in the league since 2005, and he can't compete? He can't at least manage a game well enough. Again, that's not the reality. The reality is they don't want him because of the politics. They don't want him because of the controversy. They don't want him because it's a headache with the fans. They don't want season ticket holders to give back their tickets. They don't want empty stadiums or half-empty stadiums. They don't want protests. They don't want anger among. They want their fans to be hungry and willing to eat the product up. Great. Great. But don't lie to me that this league with 32 teams has 64 or 75 really just top-of-the-line quarterbacks that just we can't sacrifice to bring in another guy who at one time was a play away from winning a Super Bowl and an interception away from going to another one, who had legs like a gazelle and was on the cover of all the magazines. He was going to change the position. Don't give me that. Because as long as Nathan Peterman's in the league, you can't sell that to me. You can sell me the controversy, of course. You can sell me the headache of, I got you. I get it. I'm in radio. I mean, I'm in sports talk radio, but I've been around enough clusters, rock DJs, hot AC DJs, there would be a controversial guy that a radio station would be, we'd be in conversation to hire. Some people in the camp would say we got to take him on board. Some people say his shtick is too controversial for where we live. It's not going to fly. And if we get in trouble with him, we can't pay fines, et cetera, et cetera. And the answer was no. I've been in plenty of those kind of conversations. I get it. But don't tell me that Nathan Peterman is a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick is. Please don't sell me that, because you make a fool out of you and me. I'll be like Michael Corleone in Godfather 2, because then you insult my intelligence. Because it's not a reality.
I'm looking at his career stats.
Who, Nathan Peterman?
Nathan Peterman, who started 3 games in his career. 2 in 2017, 1 this year. But his career stats in 6 games, career stats, is a pedestrian day for Drew Brees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
337 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. But the kicker is 9 interceptions.
Oh, and 9 interceptions. 9. Sweet Lord.
9.
And it's not like he can run, too. It's not like he gets out of the pocket and he boogies. I mean, give me a break. It's just like I said.
Based on that rationale, he has 26 total rushing yards.
Yeah. Don't insult me. Just tell me the truth. And don't get Fox News to carry your water, NFL. Just tell us. I don't dig them. That'd be great. Perfect. So, that's my little
But he's he'll probably be the starter for the Bills on Sunday.
I'm not even a Bills fan, dude, and I'm about ready to blow a gasket if they announce Nathan Peterman.
He will be the starter because Derek Anderson needs more time with the playbook.
Yeah, I know. Derek Anderson doesn't quite know the signals.
I mean, they just signed him last week.
They just brought him on board. Imagine Derek Anderson's this is Derek Anderson's agent, right? Bring. Hello. Oh, hi. Yeah, Buffalo. You what? Really? Hold on. Derek! We got a job! Yeah, Buffalo! Yeah, we don't care. We'll be right there. Absolutely. No. Don't even send the car. We're going. We're heading now. Just take a small bag. I'll bring your stuff later. I mean, that had to have been what went down. Derek Anderson must have been like, oh, yeah, of course. I'll run up there. Are you kidding me? Rookie quarterback and Nathan Peterman? I'll be starting in 10 minutes. Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
It's just, yeah.
Good for him.
It is amazing. I mean, you bring up the Kaepernick issue that he can't find a starting job yet. We're throwing out trash like this.
I know. That's the thing. That's what I don't, again. And listen, I mean, I've listened to my share of political people to cover, covers politics. I try to get more involved in that. And I've just heard too many of these guys on these podcasts, too many of these guys that are breaking down the red state versus blue state. And they just go to the simplified, nope, this league, if you're good, they won't. And trust me, you trust me on this. It's not if you can help a team win, you'd get a job no matter what. There is more to this. Look, Michael Vick, when he got out of jail, there should have been 20 teams lined up to take Michael Vick. Are you kidding? But why was it a Eagles team and barely? Because they didn't want protests. They didn't want PETA outside their stadium. They didn't want fans to go, what he did to those dogs is unforgivable. I'm not buying what you're selling. They didn't want the headache. There should have been 20 teams. Michael Vick came out of jail in shape. And nobody wanted him except a few teams that were willing to take a chance. People don't want Kaepernick because of the controversy, not because of talent. There's not enough people that can play this position. We say it all the time.
Yeah, it's not a situation where, I know people try to compare it to Ray Rice.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I mean, yeah, you didn't want the controversy with Ray Rice, but Ray Rice was also on the downside of his career. He was not
downside
playing
of his career.
Well.
Absolutely. You're right.
And you're talking about he was a 30-plus-year-old running back, which holds a lot different weight than a 28-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
A 33, 34-year-old quarterback lately has been proving to be better than a lot of the kids that are in their mid to late 20s right now.
I mean, is Jeff George still kicking around?
Yes. Throw him out there.
Do you think?
What's he doing? Is it so bad?
He's 50 years old, Jeff George. He had the best arm I've ever seen in my entire life.
Is it so bad in Buffalo that Jim Kelly would be sitting there saying, "Yeah, you know, I've beaten cancer like 300 times, but I can't stand to watch Nathan Peterman put me in, Coach."
Exactly. Nathan Peterman. Good Lord. And we're just piling on him now, but still.
You just feel bad. I feel bad for the guy.
For Buffalo.
Well, I feel bad for Peterman, too. I mean, it's...
I'm sure he's a nice guy. Yeah, he's not doing this on purpose.
You know, some people just don't have what it takes to make it into the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just some people just can't do it. And unless Buffalo's in there's like, you know what, hey, our best option is to play for one seed. Maybe this is their way of silently tanking.
Diana Russini, who covers the Bills, says, I'm told the Bills haven't decided on who will start at quarterback. There is a feeling in the organization that veteran quarterback Derek Anderson has to start, or Sean McDermott is in danger of losing the locker room after Nathan Peterman's latest performance. If that's true, all right, and this is a reporter who's on the periphery, but Sean McDermott would know the temperature in the locker room, right? Would we all agree that he knows right now the temperature in the locker room? If that is true, he has to cut Nathan Peterman now. Or he has to guarantee that he will not play at all. Because if you know that your team is going to revolt if you start Nathan Peterman, then you have got to cut him. And if that's the case, if this is true, and this is just not clickbait, if this is true and Sean McDermott knows it, then he's got a responsibility to do something about it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't really know how many coaches actually have a beat on the locker room. I mean,
It's true.
Maybe we should get into this next. But you've heard all the stories surrounding Gruden lately.
That he's trying to tank?
Yeah.
He's trying to tank the team. Yeah.
And then he's going to just start trading away players too.
Yeah. He's going to trade away players to rebuild the team in his image. In his image, right. So he goes to Vegas, and he's got the honeymoon period where they'll take an 0-16 Raiders team because they don't care. They're just glad to have a football team. And he gets a few years before somebody goes, "Hey, this stinks. This product's awful." That won't happen for a long time. All right, 800-777-2907 is the number if you want to join us on the program. It's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, one out of every four batteries will fail this winter, so get yours tested for free during the Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly has a Superstart battery for you. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So John Gruden is trying to tank in Oakland, huh? That's basically the belief.
Not according to him, though.
Derek Carr is getting slammed to the ground. How many times has he been sacked? 100, 105, I think?
Yep.
Every other play. He traded Khalil Mack. Apparently, Amari Cooper is on the trading block as well. Maybe Derek Carr is on the trading block as well. By the way, tanking is hard to do in the NFL. The only person that can tank is the coach. Like, the coach who has control of the players. Like, people always talk about tanking like it's so easy for teams to do and that everybody wants to do it in the NFL because, like, of a certain draft pick. Like, when Denver, I remember we had Suck for Luck. Like, Broncos should lose all their games. They didn't have a quarterback, but they didn't have Peyton Manning. So Tim Tebow was the quarterback. And Andrew Luck was going to be the hot pick in the draft. So we had fans that would call in and say, "Oh, no, we got to lose every game. The players should lose every game." And I'm like, you can't get 53 guys to lose games in the NFL. It doesn't work that way. Like, even it doesn't work that way because there's no guaranteed contracts. So there's no way you're going to get guys to miss tackles on purpose or do things, drop balls on purpose when the film is what other coaches are going to utilize for jobs, to initial job interviews. And if the word ever got around the league, which is it's a small world, that you were throwing games in pursuit of a first round draft pick, the coaches would never hire you again. They would never hire you. But if you're John Gruden and you want to tank, you can do that easily. Like, look at Khalil Mack and go, ugh,
I got no room, man. There's nothing I can do. I got to go somewhere else. And then call plays where your quarterback gets sacked 40,000 times. I guess Derek Carr he's throwing short passes instead of going downfield. What is going on in Oakland? Why is Oakland so terrible? Wasn't Oakland the hot team not that long ago? We were all like the Raiders, man. They're all putting it all together.
Well, it was before Derek Carr broke his leg. He was like,
no, they were the hottest thing.
He was going to be the MVP.
Remember they went to the playoffs and they had like the third string quarterback playing?
Yes.
Against the Texans a couple of years ago. And wasn't that long ago. I remember Bronco fans were all nervous that the Raiders were going to start to get good. And now you don't have that to worry about anymore. Forget it. They're 1-5. It's amazing. It's incredible that Gruden has to answer about tanking, right?
That's where we are right now.
Week six, and reporters are already comfortable with asking him, have you mentally checked out of this thing already? That's awesome.
When's Gruden quarterback camp opening up again?
Yeah, exactly. Do you miss Monday Night Football? Do you think Jason Witten's doing a good job? Jason Witten's my guy. Maybe not in the broadcast booth. He said, quote, I'll say this, we aren't tanking anything. Like, the fact that he's able to bring that up, six weeks into his rebirth of his pro career, 6 weeks into his coaching career, he's already answering about whether or not he's tanking on purpose. I hear the hatred out there. Some of the rumors that we're tanking it to get a first-round pick or a higher pick. We're not getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to tank it. Ain't nobody tanking it. Well, that's a double negative, so maybe you are tanking it.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, I mean, you have a 1-5 start. You haven't really looked that great. The only win you have was against the Browns in overtime.
Yep.
And that probably shouldn't have happened.
Shouldn't have happened.
They should be 0-6 right now. And then, you trade away arguably the best defense player in the AFC. Probably top three in the NFL altogether. And you're also floating around rumors of trading your two stud players.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what are you doing?
Really, your last two stud players you have on the team.
He's absolutely doing something to not win this season.
And during the break, you had mentioned, maybe he's taking right now, then he'll have the honeymoon period in Vegas, where if they go 0-16, doesn't really matter. Vegas just excited to have a team. And then you start rebuilding. I think you're absolutely right. He's looking at this like, I have 10 years to get a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's his mindset. It's like, I have 10 years to get a Super Bowl ring.
It's a perfect plan, except people are watching, right? It's the perfect plan to rob the bank, except everybody's in on your scheme, right? Everybody sees you looking at where the security cameras are. Everybody is seeing you looking at the blueprints of where the ventilation ducts go. Everybody is seeing you rent the van to hold all the loot. Everybody is seeing you buy the ski masks. Everybody is seeing you buying the special safe picking drill. That everybody is watching you plan to steal the bank. That's what's wrong with this. He's not losing barely. He is taking the Raiders and he's dismantling them weeks into the season and they're already done. And he's already being asked, oh, are you tanking? And he's like, tanking? Oh, why would I tank? We're not even in November yet. And we're already asking you if you're tanking. And it's one thing if he had been with the Raiders, if he'd been there 5 years and they were good and then they stumbled a bit and then you realize, okay, maybe you need to rebuild this puppy a little bit. He just got the job. This is his first year back and he can generate enough enthusiasm where the immediate reaction to his losing and ridiculous moves are you purposely throwing games so you can get the players you want in here? Because he knows he can't say that, but in a way, Ron, he could.
He totally could.
The Oakland fans, there's nothing they can do.
No, I mean, it's so bad. They're not even going to play in Oakland next year, and they're not even moving into Vegas next year.
Right. Exactly.
Like, he's taking a team. I mean, it's like, why? At this point, it's almost like, why even have the Raiders on the roster next year? Just because maybe you have to. But they don't have a home stadium to play in. Just give them all, let them play in London for a year.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
put them in Mexico.
Put them in London.
I mean, maybe that's going to happen because they won't have a home stadium. It's like, well, we'll make give all of all the London games to the Raiders as home games, and maybe that, you know, that one in Mexico, they'll just play all over the place.
See, and that'll be, well, if people in London who probably aren't paying as close attention to this league as they should, if that ever happened where the league went, yeah, you're gonna play Wembley Stadium for eight games, they would deny the the visas and the passports and be like, can't, no, we don't want this, get out, go find another place. They'll be the vagabond team with no place to play. Every city will turn them away. Hey, can we play in Portland? No. Can we play in Birmingham? No. Can we play in Mexico City? Absolutely not. They only expect quality football there, given that they're getting the Rams and Chiefs. So it's just a weird story that we're 6 weeks into the season, and the John Gruden tanking story is one of the headlines of the weekend.
I think we need to go old school with this. Go back to the 50s, go back to the 60s, have the Raiders play state fairs.
Oh, yeah, exactly, right? Yes.
That's the only way to get by exactly. It now. Just have them play state fairs, have them travel around the country. Hey, guess what? Who's coming to town? The Raiders are. They're going to be taking on your Kansas City Chiefs.
Well done, John Gruden.
In Wyoming.
Exactly. Well done, John Gruden. By the way, Jeff George is 50. He's ready to go. SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, glad you could be with us here on SB Nation AM. If you're looking to get a good night's sleep, it could be your pillow. That's why I have chosen my pillow, and I have gotten great sleep. It has been a game changer for me. It's amazing. I used to toss and turn all night. I know I've said this before. I'm a big guy. I toss and turn. And when I toss and turn, it drives my wife crazy. Now she's got to feel me tossing and turning. And I do the whole, in the middle of the night when I don't sleep well. And now I go right to sleep. What I really needed was stability. I needed stability for my head. I didn't want my head to sink into a pillow. I needed it to be in a comfortable place, and I needed it to lock into that comfortable place all throughout the night. And that's what my pillow does. It has got great interwoven foam technology that really does keep your head in place. It's the most comfortable pillow I have ever owned. It'll be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. My pillow is 100% machine washable. It's dryable. It's made in the USA, and it's backed by a 10-year warranty, but it also works, and that's the key. That's why you're going to enjoy your sleep a whole lot better. So, how can you take advantage of MyPillow and get the good night's sleep that you deserve? Use promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com and get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. That's two premium MyPillows for the price of one. So you're going to get a better night's rest, and somebody else in your house is going to get a better night's rest. Or you're just going to have two MyPillows in your house. MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, and you are going to start sleeping better. Trust me on this. This is a game changer for me. I am so glad that this came into my life because I have tried every pillow under the sun. I have tried those ones that have like the deep curve that fits to your neck. That doesn't work. I bought a $100 pillow that's just filled with goose feathers. Problem is I have to reshape it all the time. Yeah, it was comfortable at first, but then it's all of a sudden it doesn't support my head and I got to move around with it. My pillow, it just doesn't do that. It locks my head in place and I get the great night's sleep that I need and I deserve. So you can too. Again, use promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. You just cannot go wrong. Trust me, it is fantastic. All right, a little nostalgia. On this day in 1969, the amazing Mets won the World Series. They beat Baltimore in five games. They lost the game one of the series and then went on to sweep the Orioles after that. What made them the amazing Mets is that they had come back in the season to win the pennant. And then they also were just not that far removed from losing like 120 games when they were an expansion team in 1962. They had never finished higher than ninth in their first 7 years of existence, or 6 years in their existence, until the 1969 team, and then came from pretty much the basement to win the World Series. And it was a big deal. I know I wasn't alive at the time, but it was a big deal. Do you know why the Mets are orange and blue? Ron Culver.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It is a combination of Dodger colors and Giant colors.
That is exactly right. So imagine if you were living in New York and you were a Brooklyn Dodger fan or a New York Giants fan, and both of them, not just one, both of them left, and you were left in the city, in one the greatest city in America, greatest city in the world, and you didn't have a local baseball team to root for, and you had spent your entire life hating the Yankees, and all of a sudden Major League Baseball gives you this expansion team that's playing Queens. You get, the orange of the Giants and the blue of the Dodgers. That's a team you're going to go to because you're never going to be a Yankee fan. Never, ever, ever going to be a Yankee fan. And you get this team, and they're abysmal. And Casey Stengel is the manager, and they're losing 120 games. And you are watching them going, please, please, turn this around. I can't have the Yankees winning. I can't. The Yankees are still around. And then in 1969, they win the World Series. It's a great baseball story. And the Orioles were really good. Brooks Robinson. And so the Mets on this date in 1969. A little bit of history for those of you who are a little too young to remember it.
So, we have the final call.
We do?
It may be.
All right, go ahead.
The 2-1 pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to left. Waiting is Jones. The Mets are the world champions. Gary Koosman being mobbed. Look at this scene. He nearly tore this ballpark.
Now, the one thing you guys can't see in this video, and if you're near a computer, just go to YouTube and watch this video. You should see the crowd pouring into the stadium.
they're pouring onto the field, yes. I've seen this scene a number of times. It's unbelievable. They just go ahead. It's an ocean of people.
I mean, imagine doing that today.
I know. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely crazy. They were managed by Gil Hodges, who made his debut in the 40s for the Brooklyn Dodgers and then managed the Mets in the 1969 World Series. But that must have been an amazing time. My father is a Mets fan. And, that must have been an amazing time to be, again, just to realize you had a legitimate baseball team. Like, can you imagine losing your baseball team in New York? Like, all the reasons that
but
that
not only losing
teams moved,
one,
but you lost two.
Losing two.
They had three teams and comfortably handled three teams. It wasn't like they had the Yankees and then two teams that were just barely surviving. They had three legitimate fan bases, like three teams in that city, and two of them left for richer pastures in California. And so the Yankees were like, great, we'll own the city. And they're like, no, not quite. And then the Mets were born, and then they give you a World Series 7 years. They were the first expansion team to win a World Series. They also, the Diamondbacks won the World Series in 2001 in a shorter time. But I think the Mets, obviously had that record for because it was 7 years. So there you go.
And a much bigger deal. Baseball meant more back then.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. But again, it goes back to something we've been saying when we're doing these kind of retro pieces, these kind of this day in history. the Mets won the World Series in 5 games and it was over now.
Yeah,
it was over in mid-October.
Mid-October.
We're not even close to finding out who's in the World Series yet. But one other thing, I when I was looking up this thing, and it's another kind of interesting thing how the baseball has changed. If you look up, and you can just go to Wikipedia on the 69 Mets. You can go to any World Series in the 70s or whatnot. Is just look at the box score of the games that were played, and you'll see games that were played in 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hours and 15 minutes. Like there was last night's game went 13 innings. I get it, but it was 4.5 hours long. Game one went 2 minutes and 2 hours and 13 minutes. A 10 inning game went 2 hours and 33 minutes. A 10 inning game today would be, you would need to watch it in shifts. That's how bad it was. That's how long these games are. So there you go. I like doing these little retro things. I do. I can't wait till we get to the Super Bowl time. I love talking past Super Bowls. It's one of my favorite things to do on this day in history, talking about different Super Bowls.
I think it's just because they didn't have all the pitching changes.
They just let the guy go out there forever.
Let the guy go for like, pitch 10 innings. It's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You may not have an arm the next day, but you're fine.
Yeah, Mets had Tom Seaver. Mets had Tom Seaver, who was at the time, and I don't know if it's changed, but I remember when he was up for the Hall of Fame, he got as close to 100% as you could get. Still didn't get it, but he got to as close to 100% as you can get. I think other players now have gotten closer than Seaver, but when Seaver went in, he was very close to that 100% mark.
I mean,
there's always one guy that agrees to not vote for him.
See, Tom Seaver pitched in game one. He was the losing pitcher, but then pitched in game four as the winning pitcher.
Yep.
Jerry Kuzman won two games, pitching in game two and game five. That's 3 days rest, right? 4 days rest.
Yeah, I know, right? Just 5 minutes, right? You go back out there.
Do you know who got the save in game three?
Nolan Ryan. Yep. Nolan Ryan.
How about that guy?
My father is probably going to correct me after this if he hears this segment, but I believe in one of the games there was a player named J.C. Martin who laid down a bunt, and it was later determined through shoe polish that he was hit by the pitch or something, and they like literally found shoe polish on the ball and realized because he was out, and then they found shoe polish, so he got hit on the so he. Before he got it, or something along those lines. So, there's a little 1969 Mets for you. I can't believe there's a segment on the 69 Mets. How great is that on a crazy day? I'm still up on fire for Craig Counsell not walking Cody Bellinger, but, that was my morning, okay? That was my morning jolt of caffeine watching the game last night. Dodgers are tied up at two games apiece, Ron Culver. Congratulations. You're close.
It's tough work.
Getting there.
It's tough work. I still don't feel comfortable enough yet, though.
It's still amazing to me, though, that the Dodgers, 30 years was their last World Series title. 30 years is a long time for a team like Los Angeles. Like, the Milwaukee Brewers have never won a World Series. At least I don't think they did. Did they? No, I don't think they did.
They've only been to one, right?
I think they've only been to one, 1982, and they lost that one. But maybe the Milwaukee Braves won a World Series. I don't know. But nevertheless, congratulations. You're 2-2. Astros will try to get it 2-2 today when they send Charlie Morton to the bump against Rick Porcello, a game four of the ALCS. 800-777-2907 is the number. Again, hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's on SB Nation AM.
This is Mike Herzig, Let's Talk Wheels, an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. How many times in the last year have you found yourself driving when you were really tired? I know I'm guilty, and a new study says a third of all drivers are guilty too. Did you know that exhaustion is a factor in 1 out of 5 fatal crashes in the U.S.? And that research shows that a driver who has slept less than 5 hours increases the chance of a crash by 4 times. It's the same risk as driving drunk. Sleepy drivers can't keep their eyes open, they drift in the lanes, and they can't remember the last few miles they drove. Sometimes you're a lot more tired than you think. Half of the drivers that crashed said they were just fine before falling asleep. Well, they thought they were. Did you know that less than 4 hours of sleep increases the risk of a crash 11 times? For everybody's sake, folks, please make an effort to get plenty of sleep before hitting the road. Please be safe, folks. This is Mike Herzig from Let's Talk Wheels, who brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. More tips, go to letstalkwheels.com. That's the new letstalkwheels.com.
At the Jeep Adventure Days event, you'll find great deals, like the great outdoors are never out of reach. And now, not even the sky's the limit, thanks to Jeep Renegade's class-exclusive MySky open-air roof, giving you a whole new vantage point to see the world. Make a grand entrance or take a grand adventure by combining luxury and capability in the most awarded SUV ever, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. And never lose touch with your adventurous side or your loved ones in a Jeep Compass, offering the most technology and connectivity in its class, like the available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen. Experience an adventure unlike any other in a lineup unlike any other today at the Jeep Adventure Days event. But hurry, these great deals won't last. Available features based on Jeep Grand small SUV segmentation. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, AutoKnowledge. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Real quick, I got the J.C. Martin story wrong. That was another player I was thinking of where they used the shoe polish to determine he was hit. In the 69 World Series in Game 4, Martin went to bat for Tom Seaver. He laid down a bunt, but he ran. When he ran down, the manager of the Orioles said that thought he had ran inside the baseline. And that would have been an out, but that's not how it worked. So,
man, your dad was quick to correct you.
Yeah, well, he didn't correct me. I had to look that up because I remember thinking, "Oh no, I think I've got that wrong. I think that's another famous situation in a World Series. I think I took the stories and mixed it up." So, I knew. Well, my father would definitely correct me on that. He's all about the 69 Mets. But you dug up an interesting thing about the Mets and the winning, and then what happens in the Super Bowl.
Yes, it looks like whenever the Mets are winning a World Series, the city itself, New York, owns Baltimore.
That's very true. Yeah. Right.
In 1969, obviously, you know, it was the year New York upset Baltimore twice. We were just talking about the 69 Mets upsetting the Orioles, but that was also the same year that the Jets upset the Baltimore Colts.
That's right, and that was the year that the famous guarantee, right?
Which those two teams will never meet in the Super Bowl again, sadly.
Yeah, I know. Too bad.
And then on top of that, we skip forward to 1986. The Mets won the World Series in 86. So did the Giants. The Giants ended up winning the Super Bowl over the Denver Broncos.
Yep, in January of that year.
So it looks like if you want New York, if you want your team to win the Super Bowl, if you want the Jets or the Giants to win the Super Bowl, you got to put all your money into the Mets.
Put the Mets. The Mets will
almost lock it in. Not
the Yankees. Not the Yankees. The Mets will lock it in.
The Mets are your team.
Very, very true. That's great. It's always good. Like, remember what I was saying? Like, if you're lucky to just get a handful of championships in your lifetime. When you get two in one year, that's great. I mean, that just, if you do a Excel sheet and you were to just start like in 2001, that season when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, and you put every Super Bowl winner, every World Series winner, every NBA winner, and every Stanley Cup winner, just go down the list and look how many times the Patriots, Red Sox, Celtics, or at least were in a championship, just championship participant, and Bruins. It's almost consistent. It's annoying. It drives you nuts to be like, there's no way this city should be this blessed for this amount of time. Like, there's no reason this region of the country is this blessed to be like, man, we just can't stop making parades around here. Just one of our teams is always doing something awesome. There's always a banner for something. And that's been New England for like 15 years. So that's if you're lucky to get three or four in your lifetime. If you're New England, it's like 10. SB Nation Radio.